Welcome to another Carlin Live Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
I'm Sean Carlin.
Now, we've got a special guest. Can you imagine that? We've got a special guest.
Another special guest.
We have.
And it's very special for this guest because today is his birthday.
Yeah, yeah. He's 56 today. He's almost as old as you, Sean.
Well, I've got a few years left. I know that you probably can't remember being 56, but I still have a few years ahead of me.
I remember ages ago going to your 50th. Now, our special guest is John Lawrence. Welcome to the show, John.
Thanks, Robert. Thanks, Sean. Thanks for having me, guys.
Now, I've known John for a year or two or three or four or 20 or 30 through baseball. He's been with the Henley and Grange Club for a hell of a long time.
Baseball club?
Baseball, yeah, but we're not talking baseball today.
Why not?
Because we're talking...
You know that is my favourite subject. You know, like, keeps me up at night.
I know.
The infield fly rule.
Well, we actually...
That's what keeps me up at night. I sit there and say, what is that rule? I just don't know what it is.
Well, we'll work it out. I'll tell you off-air afterwards. But anyway, John's played a bit of footy for the Henley Footy Club and Flinders, and he's been involved with Woodville South. And he's just gone back to Henley this year because he's been appointed their inaugural A-grade women's coach.
Yeah, looking forward to it. So 2020, first time at Henley you'll have an A-grade women's team, and I'm the coach, so very exciting times.
Well, congratulations. As Sean said, congratulations as well. And just tell us, how did you get the job?
Well, they advertised, and they've done a lot of work. Danielle Robren, the wife of Matthew Robren, heads it up, the women's program, and a guy that I actually coached and played with, Peter Evans, does a lot of work down there as well. They advertised a position, I applied, they brought me in for an interview last Monday week, and then rubber stamped it Wednesday night by the board, and rang me Thursday morning and said, you got the job. So it's all systems go. Quite excited.
Gee, and what type of players have you got? Have you got experienced players? Have you got some of the juniors coming up? Or are you starting with a clean slate?
We're starting with a mixture. We've got some under-18s coming up and under-16s coming up, which will also play in the senior program. We've also had some expressions of interest from people across the board. Some may not have played football before, others will have. So it's going to be a mixed bag, but that's what we want because we want to build this. And it's very important we build it for the future of Henley Footy Club. They've now got several netball clubs. The other thing is one of the reasons doing this, they've got 140 junior women playing footy. So they need to have somewhere to go and play seniors, otherwise they'll go to other clubs. So it's about retention as well.
And so is this expansion of the women's league, because of its inaugural team, so is that, are other clubs having women for the first time in A grade this year?
Yes, so it all started in 2020. Woodville South, where I've been the last 9 years, and Peter Johnson and Samantha Skews are working very, very hard to also get their side up and running, and they're seeking expressions of interest as well. So they're the two clubs that I know of that are going in new. Flinders Park, my mate Darcy Evans, his daughter played at Flinders Park. I played footy with Darcy. They had a side for the first time this year. You've also got a side out at Salisbury. Salisbury have been very well established with their women's program for a long, long time, and that's reaping benefits at the senior level. Greenacres have had senior sides previously, I don't know about now. Adelaide Uni have got a few sides running around, so it's building. Women's footy is the fastest growing sport in Australia.
This is for the Adelaide Football League, which is a former amateur league?
Yeah, Adelaide Football League, former amateur league. But they've also got, if you look at their website, they've got sides from the Hills League, like Mount Lofty and others as well. So, you know, their catchment area is quite vast. And, you know, and you have to give credit to Kernahan and the board and people that are involved with the women's footy at the Adelaide Football League. They've done a humongous job.
Certainly have. And women, as you said, it's the fastest growing sport at the moment. And you can't see it slowing down really over the next 5-10 years.
No, you can't. And again, you need to give credit to, you know, like people like Aaron Phillips, who's just an absolute gem. I coached when I was coaching juniors at Henley with Rod Hill. I was Rod Hill's assistant coach, and we won several grand finals. Well, Aaron was playing in the under 15 boys comp in those days, and I'm talking mid 90s because she had nowhere else to play. She held her own. Yeah, and from memory, she won an association medal, not because it was Greg Phillips' daughter. She was just that bloody good. And that shows in the women's AFL as well.
Yeah, you look at the two seasons that she had over the last 3 years where she's been a superstar and the LA Crows have won. She had a lot of injuries in the second year and they weren't successful. So she is really flying the flag for women's footy, isn't she?
Oh, she is, absolutely. And again, I'm a Glenelg supporter, as most people who know me know, in the SNFL, and I'm looking forward to the finals. But again,
are Glenelg in the finals this year?
Yeah, apparently so. Apparently they finished top. But with the women's side of things, they hovered around the finals all year. I think this was their second year. Last year they struggled. When the AFLW finished, Ebony Marinoff went back to Glenelg to play, and it was no coincidence that she went back there. They started winning games because she was able to bring other players that were good but just not quite there into the game, and they wound up getting to the finals and losing by a point their semi-final to North Adelaide, who then got over Nord in the prelim final and played South in the grand final, and South were just too good. I was at that game, but it was a great game of footy and a great exhibition of women's footy. It was after the Glenelg Port in the SNFL, and it was very bitterly cold and it rained, but the girls never gave it up. And a message to some of the boys out there, if you ever go and have a look at a women's game of footy, regardless of the level, there's no tandies, there's no carry-on. They should go out and play footy and have fun and enjoy themselves.
It's pure the way they enjoy themselves, isn't it?
It is pure. It is pure, and it's not put on. It's just very natural, and it's fantastic to see.
The football, the women's football at the moment, especially if we're talking about AFL Women's League, it's a short season, and it's played at a different time of year. Now, do you think, that aspect of it, and then the girls, as you said, can come back into other leagues and other clubs and play and use that experience to help other girls, obviously, and other women become better footballers. Do you think that will change over time as it becomes more mainstream as a sport and more people are involved in watching? Or do you think that that model that is currently being used is actually a model that could be used for men's football as well?
I think the model being used could be used for men's football. However, I think it will change. I think the women do deserve their own, their own podium finish, for want of a better term, and as a standalone. But I think it's great that, people like Ebony Marinoff and others went back and helped out the local league. I also think the SNFL, my own personal opinion, they've done a great job, but they missed an opportunity because they had all their finals leading up to the June long weekend. Then there was no SNFL or weekend after. There was no SNFL that weekend because they played the state game in Perth. And then the next Saturday, they had the SNFL Women's Grand Final after Glenelg Port at Glenelg on a Saturday night, when to me they could have played it on that day where there was no SNFL footy because of the state game, had it as a standalone marquee event on a Saturday afternoon, even if it had been one of the suburban grounds, but they would have attracted a crowd. Or even if they had played on a Saturday night or a Friday night, they still would have got a crowd because it would have been the only SNFL product played that weekend. So, again, they hopefully will get better at the marketing of it and hopefully will look at how they help. But I'm hoping that the AFLW does stay as it is, going from February through to April. So, again, these girls can filter down to the SNFL and to the feeder clubs like the Henleys and the Woodville Souths and, the Salisburys of the world to help improve the product, because it can only enhance the product.
Well, you're talking about Salisbury Footy Club now. I think, Sean, did you play some footy for Salisbury Footy Club?
I did play for Salisbury back in the day, and from under 11s through to under 16s.
Yeah, Salisbury was my club as well, so it's good to see the Salisbury girls doing well. I still have a little bit of conversation with some of the Salisbury people, and they're not backwards in coming forward to tell me how well the women are going, not only in the football but also with the Jets and the women as well.
They are. They're a club out this side of town who are slowly building. Hopefully their senior men's can go up a few grades in the next few years and slowly build as well, because they've got some really, really good people. And they might think, oh, who's John Lawrence? But I've been around Adelaide Footy League for a very, very long time, having been an administrator since I was 16. So you see a lot of things and you see a lot of clubs, and there's some really, really key people who do a lot of good work with the Salisbury Footy Club. And they had some issues with their under-18s a few years ago, and that was handled exceptionally well by the administration. And so you like to see clubs like that that are there for the right reason and building for for the right reason, basically move up the grades and get towards Division 1, Division 2, Division 3 footy. There's a bit of luck.
Now, I've known you for a fair few years, John, and I know the passion you have for various things with baseball and footy, et cetera, and what I find with you now, with this appointment with the women's coach, you're really excited.
Very, very much so. I've been one of the guys I've known for years. He was at the Henley Grange Baseball Club, where I've been 43 years. This year with the Grange Cricket Club, so we got to know a lot of the Grange cricketers. Because my best mate Tiger Clark was a cricketer. We played footy together. But one of my mates said, you've done so much work in the Western Suburbs with coaching kids and this, that, and the other. And being involved in the community. And when I took this appointment, no one I know was surprised that I'm going back into a community role. And hopefully both you gentlemen will agree, I'm not going to pick the paper up there's isolated incidents like there is in every walk of life, but I don't pick the paper up and see, child is involved in club sport, robbing banks or, robbing old people in supermarkets, because we teach them a set of values that they can take into the community. Now, I know that might sound like I'm standing on my soapbox, but that's a fact. We teach when they're involved in a sporting club or they're involved in a scout group or a cub movement or any community organisation, doesn't necessarily have to be sport, they learn the values that they can take into society, and it makes them automatically, by stealth, makes them better people, in my opinion.
Well, I think, Sean, you're well-versed in that because being a teacher and being involved in coaching junior sport over many years, you'd have to agree with that.
I certainly agree. I think sporting clubs create a great environment for kids to grow up in. You've got, not everyone's home life is fabulous, but often in clubs you've got, again, strong adults who can be great role models for the kids. It gives them that sense of structure. It gives them, and there is a hell of a lot of distractions out there for kids these days, especially compared to us growing up. And so, again, being involved and having that discipline regiment where you're going to training, you're part of a team, you understand loyalty, you're giving something of yourself. And I think that's an important step for a lot of people and for kids, especially growing up, to learn to actually give to others and give of yourself and get away from that sort of egocentric point of view. You're right, it does then make you part of something bigger. It makes you part of the community. And I think it also, kids therefore aren't at a loose end. They don't have, some of those distractions that have an impact on our kids are lessened because of sport.
Yeah, and I concur. Now, just to touch on another issue with you, John, you're dabbling in the media this year, and you've got a new YouTube show. Centre Bounce, is it called?
It's called Centre Bounce. I have a bit of fun. Darren Andrews, the producer, and I have a bit of fun with that one. And Robert starred for us, Sean, the other week.
I have seen that.
Yes.
I saw that on Facebook.
Well, that's not the reason I was asking.
I was more asking about
how did you get into it and why did you get into it?
Well, see, again, I left Woody South last year for varying reasons. Had a great 9 years and great people at Woody South. So it wasn't, it wasn't that I left in sour or bitter circumstances, because I don't get bitter. I just get even.
I can vouch that.
Darren advertised on his on Facebook, and his Oz Sports website, and I thought, oh, yeah. So we sat down and had a chat. I liked what he had to say. He liked what I had to say. And then he said, well, then about 4 weeks later, he rang me up and said, you ready to do this? I said, yeah, let's do it. So we did. And that's how it came about. And he also runs ABL Hot Corner over the summer for the Baseball League as well. Which is a very slick production as well, despite the fact he's got Mark Chandler as one of his hosts. Hello, Mark.
It's Mark's birthday next week.
Yeah, I know. The old fart. Happy birthday, Mark. And that does really, really good things. And he wanted to extend. Darren's a person who technically is absolutely brilliant. And he's just trying to get a foot in the door with all these productions. And to be honest, you couldn't meet a nicer bloke or a guy that really is trying to do something, And again, you talk about, people wanting to improve. He improves as well. So that's how that came about. And I've had a ball with it. We've had a lot of fun. We've talked about some serious topics, and we've had some fun with it as well. It's been good for me as well.
Well, look, congratulations, John. It's a real good sporting life you've had in all types of fields, and good luck with the women's this year, and So ends another Carlin Lade Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
Sean Carlin.